Okay, let's learn Torah. We're on Daf Ayin He Amir Aleph. Let's begin the new Gemara. Hatsod Sevi, that's one of the malachos in the Mishnah. Tan Rabban, Hatsod Chilazon Bahapot O Eino Chayiv Ala Achas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chayiv Shtayim. Shahay Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ptsia Bechlal Disha. Amrulo Ein Ptsia Bechlal Disha. So there's a machlokes here, machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, about whether you are chayiv for the potseya of the chilazon, which means like you squeeze the chilazon to get the dam out of the chilazon. One could argue that l'cha'or, that should be dosh, and therefore you should be chayiv for it. Alternatively, there's a machlokes, the Chachamim say, no, ein potseya b'chlal disha, because ein disha ela l'gdulei karka. The Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that no, that dosh is true only on a malacha of gedulei karka. A fish is not considered gedulei karka. A snail, whatever the chilazon is not considered gedulei karka. And we paskin that ein disha ela begedulei karka, and consequently you're only going to be chayiv mishum tzad if you are tzad chilazon. That's what the tzad chilazon upoto. That's what the Gemara seems to conclude. Now, it's just worth noting that this Gemara has a machlokas hatanoyim about whether dosh is shayich by stuff that is not gedulei karka. The Gemara, with respect to ma'amer, on ayin gemum beis, had a machlokas ha'amoyraim about whether ein imor ela begedulei karka. If someone gathers up the salt from the salt mines, that was a machlokas over there. Apparently, these issues are not all the same, right? L'cha'ora, right? There's no one general rule about gedulei karka in Melechus Shabbos, because if that would be the case, so then you wouldn't need both a machlokes ha'amorayim by ma'amir and a machlokes ha'tanoyim by dosh. Apparently, you can look at different melachos in different sorts of ways. Alternatively, there's a difference between melachos which are part of the Seder of Ofeh and those melachos after the Seder HaOfeh. Right now we're talking about... But dosh is always beforehand, right? Dosh is always beforehand. So why is there machlokes by dosh and by ma'amer? It's really not clear unless you're going to say that there's no dimyon between all the malachos. Okay? So effectively, we see that you cannot have a general rule about all the malachos. We spoke about this a little bit in the malach of lush. We saw a chiddush in a tshuva of Reb Shlomo Kluger that there's no iser on lush if you make ayir mitzibol on Shabbos. If you make egg salad, eggs with onions, there's no iser of lush because ein lush ela begedulei karka. Most poskim disagree with that. Most poskim assume that there can be lush even though it's not gedulei karka. It's not abundantly clear what the rule when gedulei karka applies and when gedulei karka doesn't apply. It requires further analysis. Right? We also spoke about a group of Reb Kiva Eger, that the malach of Zoreh, Reb Kiva Eger is mechadesh, that Zoreh is only by gedulei karka, and therefore if you pour water out the window, maybe there's going to be no iser of Zoreh, even according to the Yerushalmi, that the malach of Zoreh is scattering rather than a malach of separating, as it is in the Bavli. So, I don't know. It requires further analysis. The major marimakom on this question is a nishmas adam in klal yud zayin sifkatin beis. That's the major marimakom in terms of when we apply the rules of gedulei karka, when we don't apply the rules of gedulei karka. Now, our Gemara is assuming that there is a malacha of tzad on a chilazon. No, that's pretty obvious. Tosfos over here at the very end of the Tosfos Diyamat HaTzad Chilazon, Tosfos quotes Tzarech Iyon that in the Yerushalmi it's mashma Tzad Chilazon lo mechayiv mishum tzeda. Our Gemara says there's a davar pasha that chayiv mishum tzeda on the Chilazon. Tosfos points out that the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, it's on Nun Beis Omer Aleph Bedapei Yerushalmi, says that there is no chayiv mishum tzeda. Now, what is the hesber of the Yerushalmi that there is no chiyuv mishum seida? So if you look over here in the Rashash, he says something which I'm not convinced is correct. You get an impression from the Rashash that the issue over here is whether or not it's b'mino nitzoid. Whether or not it's b'mino nitzoid. The halacha is that you only chayev for tzad on those animals which occasionally are trapped. If I have certain types of bugs or something which are never trapped, it's ein b'mino nitzoid, so there's no chayev mishum tzad. The Rashash is saying that l'cha'ora, the pshat in this Yerushalmi, is that maybe it is not b'mino nitzot. However, if you look in the Yerushalmi itself, and the Maharam of Lublin, by us, accurately presents what the Yerushalmi really says, the Yerushalmi writes, tzad chilazun upoltz'o, istani tnuye chayiv shtayim, is tani tnuye eno chayev ala achas. One tana says you chayev twice, other tana says you chayev once. Mad amar shtayim, achas mishum tzad, achas mishum netilas neshama. Mad amar achas hayda mishum netilas neshama. Right? The one who says that you chayev achas is only out netilas neshama. Right? It's not going to be out the, it's not going to be out tzad. How come you're not chayv mishum tzad? Asya, kihi d'amar Reb Blazer b'Reb Yosef and Reb Avahu and Reb Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Reb Meir, that min chaya tahora bara kadosh baruch hu l'moshe b'midbar, kevan sha'asa ba meleches ha-mishkan nignaza. The Yerushalmi is saying that there was no need for tzad at all in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an animal in the Midbar, the Tachash. It was a special beria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And this Tachash came to Moshe Rabbeinu on its own. There was no need to capture this animal. This animal no longer exists in the world. Kevan she'asa meleches ha-mishkan nignaza. Some say in the Hemshech HaYerushalmi that this animal was a unicorn. Tan Reb Hoshaya chad keren v'sita v'Hashem mishor par makrin mafris. Right, it's a gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah that also that there was an animal that Adam Harishon was makriv as a carbon on the first day of his life. No. Which was a unicorn, right? And apparently the unicorn was created again, right? For the Meleches HaMishkan, and the Tachash was a unicorn, but there's no need for tzad because it came on its own, and therefore there'd be no tzad min ha-taira. Ad kan divrei ha-Yerushalmi. Now, at first I thought that the Yerushalmi was saying that the Chilazayin was an animal that came to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. And one could learn the Yerushalmi that way. If that's the case, this Yerushalmi would mamish be a collector's item, because then the Yerushalmi would be saying that the Chilazon is not a fish at all. Rather, the Chilazon is an animal, no? Kenzain, that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. This, I think, would put the entire Petil Tchelet organization out of business. Because Chilazon was an animal, not a fish. Again, the Bavli obviously assumes that Chilazon is a fish. The Bavli says that clearly in Maseches Menachos. But certainly, this might be the pshat in the Yerushalmi. Alternatively, the Yerushalmi is saying something that... let me just make two other points, or one and a half other points. The Minchas Chinuch over here in Sod Ois Daled, the Minchas Chinuch writes, I don't have a Yerushalmi. Well. Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi that there is no Tzad on Chilazon. I don't know why. Maybe the Yerushalmi holds that Tzad is not Shayich on fish. Maybe Tzad is only Shayich on animals.
That's against the open mission in Bezor.
Sodin Dage Min HaBibrin, yeah. So the Min Chas Chinuch points out that there's a Yam Shor Shlomo that's called by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yontiv and Tav Tzadi Zayin on that. Then the Magen Avraham asks on that Yam Shor Shlomo, like you're saying, that's Mavur Mishnayis, that there's Tzad on fish. It's very difficult, right? We really don't know exactly what the Pshat in this Yerushalmi is, that maybe there's no Tzad on Chilazon. It could be that the Yerushalmi is saying something even more extreme. Not only is the Yerushalmi saying there's no tzad on chilazayin, maybe the Yerushalmi holds that there's no such thing as the malacha of tzad klal v'ikar. Right? It could be that what the Yerushalmi is saying is azoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain animals for Moshe Rabbeinu to use to construct the Mishkan. Moshe didn't have to go out and capture those animals. They came to him on their own. So Tzad wasn't shy. And even though the Yerushalmi sing that only about the Tachash, but Mistama the Chilazin is the same thing. It just came to Moshe Rabbeinu, so you don't have to capture a Kihuzeh. He just had it there. And therefore, there's only going to be Tzad on those Malachos which are necessary for the Hakamas HaMishkan, most malachos that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do. Now, if that's what Yerushalmi means, by the way, this would be against a Tosfos that we had in Chulin that we mentioned at the very beginning of our limud of malachos. Remember, when Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar, plowing, planting, did they do it? They're in the desert! Right? So, one day in Taisvis was that the Barsha Asa Miriam Taka irrigated the land. And, right? Remember we spoke about this in the Shirim? Maybe the Barsha Asa Miriam, the Be'erishal Miriam irrigated the land and stuff grew in the Midbar. Alternatively, they had stuff with them. And when we say we learn malachas from the Mishkan, we don't mean that we're learning from what Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Mishkan. What we mean is we take those items that we use in the Mishkan, and then we say, in normal life, how would you get these items? No? Remember we had a whole discussion about this? In normal life, how would you get those items? Ah, those items in normal life I would obtain by doing malachos of Zoreya and Chayresh, etc. And even though it wasn't done in the Mishkan, it don't matter. According to this second Hezber is certainly against the Yerushalmi, no?
Just the Minchas Chinuch?
Huh? The Minchas Chinuch mentions this here as well, correct. That the Yerushalmi, truth is, I'm not remembering clearly. Is this the Minchas Chinuch? The notes on the Minchas Chinuch, there are footnotes at the bottom. I don't remember exactly what it is. But the Yerushalmi is clearly saying that because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do tzad on the Tachash, right? So therefore, there's no malach of tzad. They had everything. Now, if the pshat is just that, if that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, so that would mean that the Yerushalmi is saying that we mamish learn from what Moshe Rabbeinu did, rather than the other havana, which is that we learn from what would normally be done to get these items. So far, so good. Let's say one more pshat in this Yerushalmi that the Tosfos quotes. Remember, Yerushalmi says that there's no tzad on chilazon. What's the pshat? Pnei Yehoshua was very smart, no? That's the Hakdama. So Pnei Yehoshua Tainas, that the Pshat in this Yerushalmi is that Tosas Lashitaso has a Pshat in the Yerushalmi. On Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah speaks about not putting out traps. Right? It's Machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel in the Shvisas Kelim Sugya. Are you allowed to put out traps before Shabbos? No? So Tosis writes, if I put out a trap on Shabbos, I might not be chayiv, because I'm never sure if it's going to trap an animal. But I put a trap. I have, I don't know if I should admit this in public, I have mouse traps in my house, no? And you're never sure if it's going to catch little Elmer over there. But, right, Taisa says, you're not allowed to put up the trap on Shabbos because it's shayeth that if you put the trap on Shabbos, pa'amim, osili de'chi of chatos. Kigon, shebashas prisaso yokod. Dachi tanya betosefta, pores mitzudul behem ochayo, v'niklas l'tocha chayev. Taisus has a shita that you only violate the isur d'oraisa of tzad, you only chayev chatos on tzad, if the animal enters the trap immediately after putting out the trap, no? You're only chayev if the animal goes in, mamish, take off a miyada. Short of that, you're not going to be chayev. Comes along the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua says, oh, so we see that Tosfos Shita is that you're only chayev for tzad if it's something that you get the animal right away. If that's the case, maybe that's why there's no tzad on the chilazayin. Because Tosfos Shitaso holds his only tzad if you get the animal, mamish, chik-chak, take off from the yad. And chilazons never come into the trap when you put it there, take off from the yad. Chilazons are captured. Anyone who's ever gone chilazon fishing knows this, right? Chilazons are only captured if you leave the nets there for a long time and then they enter. There's no such thing as a chilazon coming in right away. They have a way of, like, as you're dropping the nets, they move away. They'll never come in right away. Not shaya.
So what? So this whole thing then is a groma?
So whether it's a groma or not, it happens al yedei my maisa, and I make it inevitable. Again, does time delay create groma? So standard approach is yes. Rav Soloveitchik had a mahalach that the isser of groma is if I set up a system that will cause something to happen, that's called my maisa right away. He actually proves it from a discussion about fishing. But you get the impression that it's not called grama. Either it's not called grama because this malacha is always done that way, like many Rishonim understand by Zohar V'Ruach Misayaso. Or you could say whenever you set up a system that by definition is not called grama, right? But Bekitzer HaMa'asa, what the Pnei Yehoshua is saying, is that for the Yerushalmi, there's no tzad, because, right, since Taisus holds tzad, it's only when you capture it right away, and that never happens by chilazon, so memela, there's no tzad by chilazon. Ari Adler, Shlita.
Well, here, you're not just putting a system in place, it's totally
without a family,
sort of.
But it's telling whether the fish is going to come.
Yeah.
I mean, but
it's even more important.
Well, not exactly, because we treat animals like they're not really v'nei das. The animal will come. I put a trap there. Maybe not. We could discuss this. I mean, this is Rav Schechter's entire essay about Maisa and Grumman. Eretz HaTzvi deals with these issues. I don't think what you're saying is correct, but we'd have to flesh it out. Okay, so this is the first issue relating to the malacha of tzad and the taisus that there's no tzad on chilazon. But bekitzer hamaaseh, the taisus b'shein yushalmi, there's no tzad on chilazon, is clearly rejected because la halacha there is tzad on chilazon, like the Bavli assumes. Now it's also interesting to note that the Yerushalmi, Zach.
Sorry, who's that? That Taisus.
What?
That Taisus.
The Pnei Yehoshua? Pnei Yehoshua based on Taisa and Yudzayin Amid Beis. Now, it's also worth noting that our Gemara is discussing what two malachos there are. It's tzad plus perhaps dash or not dash, no? If you put seya the chilazayin, maybe there's dash, maybe there's not dash. The Yerushalmi is focused on tzad, possibly, right? And netilas neshama, not dash, no? You notice that? Is right? Tzad chilazon patzo. Is tani tznuye chayev shtayim. Is tani tznuye, you're only chayev achas. One says you chayev shtayim, you should tzad umishum nitilas neshama. Ma'adama achas is only out from nitilas neshama. So the Yerushalmi is nemming on that the malacha over here is Netilas Neshama, not Sod. Not Dosh. Right? Yushalmi is not saying Dosh. Yushalmi is saying Netilas Neshama. In our Gemara, in the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara then continues, shouldn't you be chayiv al netilas neshama also? No, when you're potzei achilosin. And there are two answers in the Bavli. Reb Yochanan says, in hachanami, if it would be a live animal, a live chilosin, then you squeeze it, you'd be chayiv al netilas neshama. But this is talking about shepetza'o mace. No? But then the Gemara continues, Rava says, the case is, Pitza'i Chai, and you're not Chayib out Netilas Neshama, because it's Mis'asik, it's Netilas Neshama. Meaning, you don't intend for the Netilas Neshama to happen. Frek the Gemara, isn't it a Psik Resha? And Moder Reb Shimon, the Psik Resha. So the Gemara answers, Shiny hacha. Tikama de isbe neshama tfei nichale. Hehecha de litzel tziv e. The longer it stays alive, the better it is. Hehecha de litzel tziv e, so that the color will be clear. Apparently, chilazons give off a very geshmaka color right after it was alive, right? Or right when it's alive. Once the animal dies, the color won't be as clear, and therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. There's another girsa in this Gemara, not the leitzol tziv a, not that the color should be clearer, but the litzlach tziv a, meaning that the dyeing should be successful. There are, I think in dyeing there's like an expression, does the dye take? Right, does it, right? And apparently, seva chilazon of a live chilazon will take. Seva chilazon of a dead chilazon won't take. Ad kan, divrei ha-gemara. So lemaisa, why am I not chayav from the Netilas Neshama? Right, according to Rava. So there are different ways of learning this Gemara. The easiest way to learn the Gemara might be the Perush of the Aruch. The Aruch is quoted by Taisus on Kuf Gimel and on Kuf Yud and in Ksubas on Daf Vav and elsewhere. Kuf Gimel and Kuf Yud Aleph and in Ksubas on Daf Vav. The Aruch holds that Psik Resha is Aser, or Psik Resha is Chayiv, only if it's a psik resha de nichale. But if it's lo nichale, then it's going to be permitted. Mutter. No? That's what the Aruch would say. And therefore, according to the Aruch, I'm allowed to be paitseya echilazoin on Shabbos, right? Because when you think, or at least, according to the Aruch, you're allowed to, it's heter gomor. Psik resha de lo nichale is mamish mutter. It'd be permitted. It's going to die. So what? It's lo nichalei. You'd rather it stay alive. That's the way the Aruch would learn. The Bali HaToysis on Kuf Gimel, right? The Bali HaToysis on Kuf Gimel disagree with the Aruch. The Aruch assumes that psikreshet lo nichalei is heter gomer. The Bali HaToysis paskim psikreshet lo nichalei is osir midrabbanan out malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. No? Psikresha Deloni Chalai is Aser out Malacha She'in Tzricha Leguf, and it's Aser Midrabban. And the Bali HaToysis in our Sugya basically keep on saying that refrain again and again and again. And the Tosis Dibamah still Tzvei Chalai. Tosis keeps on saying, oh, it's a Psikresha Deloni Chalai, meaning it's a Malacha She'in Tzricha Leguf. And Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Aser Midrabanan. That's the Shita of Tosus. Why is it Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? Because the malacha is not done apparently the normal way, at least the way Tosis defines malacha shein tzricha legufa, right? The normal way of getting the juice out of a chilazon is when it's still alive, so you have a clear color. If it's done in a different way, that's not the normal way of doing it. If it's done after it's, right? If you're going to kill it in the process, so that's not the normal way of doing it. Therefore, it's malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, and therefore, according to Tosis, you're going to be aser midrabanan. Now, Rambam. So apparently,
You're specifically trying to kill it according to Tosos? So you're not doing it in the normal way?
The best way to get the tzeva out of the chilazon is when it's still alive.
Right. So
when I even if
the
I
week,
kill it,
even during the week that's going to happen.
Even
during the week, when you're crushing it to get the color out, it's eventually going to die. This is the normal way that they get the color out of the chilazon. Why is this different than?
So I might be reading something into the Taisus way I'm presenting it, which is the Ritva's path. Here. Be'etzem, the way the Ritva learns, in this case you'd be putter, no matter what. It's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So therefore you're going to be pater according to Reb Shimon. The question is, according to Reb Yehuda, why are you going to be pater? So for Reb Yehuda, we have to say that you'd prefer to get the ink out while it's still alive. The way the Ritva understands Tosis, Tosis is saying this yesod only with Reb Yehuda. I'm not sure if I answered your question, Avinoam.
It's not an issue of normal way or not normal way. Just
why is this a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Tosis says clearly it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, right? Why is this malacha shein tzricha legufa?
Because it's not being done for its usual tachlis.
What's the usual tachlis of being potzei chilazon? I want the dye.
Well, okay.
Then what's the usual? Why is this not the usual tachlis? Unless the pshat is, I don't want the dye to be this type of.
You don't want the netilas neshama aspect. That's the correct question here, isn't it?
I don't want the netila. I don't want. I'd rather have it stay alive.
So,
I'm not trying. Again, we'll have to work this through a little bit more. The Ramban is quoted in many of the Rishonim to say something very different. The Ramban sounds like he's saying that you are trying not to kill the animal, and it's possible to get the tseva out of the chilazon without killing it. And since it's possible to do it, it's not a psikresha. In other words, the Ramban reads the Hemshech HaGemara Shiny hacha the kamed isbein neshama tfein nichol et yehecha the leitzol sivei, and you're trying to do it that way, and the Gemara is changing in the hava amina. The Gemara thinks it is a psikresha. The answer is no. It's shayach to get this stuff out without killing the animal. That's where the Ramban learns the Gemara. Now, you get the impression from the way the Ramban says it that this Ramban would be closer to the Rashi in Ksubos and Rashi in Zvachim, that we define psikresha in the sense of chada maisa, and in the sense of if it's ever theoretically possible to do something without this result, that's not called the psikresha. Most people cannot get the tzeva out of a chilazon without killing it. It's theoretically possible. Since it's theoretically possible, it's not a psikresha.
Like you can run in high grass, you can take 2 steps, but not you can take 100 steps.
Well, that's a different shayla in psikresha. That's a shayla that if I would take 100 steps, it's inevitable that some of the steps... This is a different thing. This is saying that when, again, conceptually they might be related, but Rashi Zvachim writes that it's not a psikresha when you're mezalev yayin al gabe ha'ishem. It's not a psikresha when you pour wine on the mizbeach. Why not? Because it's shayach to do tiny drops. And even though I'm not doing tiny drops, this is sufficient. Right? What's so funny?
According to quantum physics, everything, anything is possible.
If if you break it down to small enough units.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we spoke about this a little bit in terms of like dragging heavy benches and how you break it down. Whatever. That's not okay. Let's just bring it back.
Wasn't this the whole shaila by Nozhi?
So that we said was a machlokas Rashi and Taisvis on Nunala about Nozhi Kofi from the past case.
Right.
That's the shaila about whether the combined action, each maisa of combing, right? That's
same
we spoke about this in the.
Running on the high grass.
Yeah. So exactly, we spoke about this then, correct? And we spoke about this at some point in the third parak. Now, when I said that according to the Aruch, the Gemara is easy, what that really means is that according to the Aruch, this case is a psik resha delay nicholai, which is going to be mutter. Now, how do I define lo nicholai? Is a machlokas Rashi and Taisus over here. Rashi defines lo nicholai that you mamish don't want it. It bothers you. If it's something that you don't care about, so Rashi says that's called nicholai. Rashi holds psikresha de lo ichbas lei is the same as psikresha de nicholai. And it's getting late, so we won't go into it completely now, but the Bali HaTosis over here disagree with Rashi. The Bali HaTosis say the psikresha de lo ichpas lei is considered a psikresha de lo nicholei. Right? Rashi says lo ichpas lei is nicholei, and the Bali HaTosis say lo ichpas lei is considered lo nicholei. Tosis proves it from a Gemara Kuf Gimel. The problem is, as Rabbi Kiva Eger notes there on the Gemara Daf Kuf Gimel, Rashi there on Kuf Gimel learns the sugya exactly like Tosis learns it over here, which would mean that there's a steer in Rashi's. So next time we learn Bali Neder, we'll have to take this apart, and we'll also have to try to figure out why this is a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And okay, Chavi, you should have a good Shabbos, and we should continue learning and all good things.
Why does Rabbi Yochanan actually?
What?
Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold the knife if it's
Why did he say that?
Huh?
Rabbi Yochanan says that you're chayv. Rabbi Yochanan would say that you are chayv from the
Isn't it?
You
know, because Patriot
doesn't sit Maybe. I mean, you think that points to Rabbi Yochanan and Alfarska? The thing you're trying to say is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rava are disagreeing about Sikh Rasha. That could be.